opinions are not necessarily those of our advertisers or staff.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Live from the WGNS studio in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, this is The Financial Doctor Show, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. If you're like me and you're tired of one-size-fits-all financial talk radio, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner and fee-only financial life coach. This is a show about real financial planning, no hidden agenda, no one-size-fits-all baby steps here, just sound, unbiased, objective help with your money. And to talk with me live on the air today, questions, comments, give me a call, 893-1450. Again, that number is 893-1450. Check out the website, financialdoctors.net, financialdoctors.net. There you'll find links to our email and our Facebook page. Send us a question via email. Message us on Facebook. We'll do our very best to answer your questions live on the air today. And at financialdoctors.net, you can also podcast every single one of our past shows by going to the archives section. And of course, for anything and everything you'd want to know about me, Jason Qualls, CFP, and the process I've developed called Financial Life Coaching, go to jasonwqualls.com. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're with us today. And one of the biggest issues we are facing in this country right now is what to do about health care. It affects every one of us, from employees to employers to the doctors to the insurance companies and, of course, the government. And with it being an election year, you know, there's a huge controversy over the legislation that recently passed a few years back over Obamacare, and the discussion of health care seems to be in the news almost every day. And I know many of you out there have fears or questions or concerns with what to do about health care or Medicare. So figuring out how to pay for your health care expenses in the future or now is a huge part of your financial plan. So I want to help you clear up some of your questions and concerns. So today on the Financial Doctors Radio Show, we put the focus all on health care, from medical insurance to Medicare and everything in between. We want to help you figure out what to do if you're self-employed, with or without insurance, you know, the challenges of a small business owner. And we want to help you bridge the gap if you're one of those people that were lucky enough to retire before Medicare, where you were eligible for Medicare. We want to help you bridge the gap for your health insurance there. And, of course, the Medicare maze we'll deal with today. And to help me with some of this complex information today is Edwin McKnight of McKnight Insurance Group, a local professional who has many, many years devoted a large and significant part of his practice to medical and Medicaid insurance planning as well as employee benefits. McKnight Insurance Group is located at 1850 Memorial Boulevard, and he can be reached at 895-8574 or go online McKnightBenefits.com. Welcome, Mr. McKnight.
Well, welcome. I'm glad to be here. Hope we can provide some good information to your audience.
I know we're going to get to that, and you're going to be a very beneficial guest to the show, so we're glad you're here. So in a bit, Mr. Edwin McKnight, health insurance and much more coming your way today on the Financial Doctors Radio Show. But first, let me beat my weekly drum. If you're new to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, let me take a minute to share with you what I am all about and what this show, what makes this show truly different. And first, this show is different because I try my absolute best not to water down financial advice. Some of the other financial talk radio shows out there want to convince you that financial planning is simple. I say in the intro of every show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. And the reason I say that is there's just no cookie cutter approach to financial planning. Now, the other radio show hosts want you to believe that everyone in the world can have the perfect financial plan if you just follow 7 or 8 baby steps. You go out and buy 4 types of mutual funds and go get your estate plan done online. or from some website. Well, folks, if you learn nothing else from listening to my radio show, learn this. True financial planning is not that easy. What works for me likely will not work for Mr. McKnight here. Right. What works for me may not be what works best for your golfing buddy. Our financial goals are very different, or can be very different and unique. Therefore, that demands our financial plans also be very unique as well. But why do some of the other financial talk radio shows hosts out there want to oversimplify financial planning? Well, quite simply, it makes it easy for them to sell you books, envelope systems, revocable trust programs, and seminars. They are not in the business of helping people develop real financial plans. They are in the business of getting on the next New York Times bestseller list and having you pay big and large amounts of money to hear them speak live. And I have no problem with that. Completely, in a perfect, legitimate way of doing, of earning a living, but I want you to know what they are doing is not true financial planning. They are great marketers of themselves. They are not great financial planners. Simple as that. And lastly, if you're currently working with a financial advisor, you must know three simple things about them. Number one, what is their educational background? Most financial advisors have no educational background in finance or business. Would you trust the advice of your medical doctor if they've never, ever studied medicine? Number two, are they a certified financial planner? According to CFP.net, there's only 7 or 8 certified financial planners in Murfreesboro. And you wouldn't trust other professionals that did not have any appropriate credentials or certifications. And number three, or lastly, of the three things you need to know about your financial advisor is how they are compensated. Most financial advisors receive some or all of their compensation by selling high-cost financial products. Advisors that are really salespeople have built-in conflicts of interest. And if those conflicts of interest exist, how do you know what they're recommending or what they're trying to sell you is in your best interest or theirs? So I can answer those three questions quite easily. I have a degree in finance. I have also an MBA. I'm a certified financial planner, and I was one of the youngest in the state of Tennessee to ever pass the exam. I do not receive any of my income from selling financial products. I am only paid for providing expert, objective financial help to my clients. So enough said about that. For more, go to jasonwquals.com. I'm going to take my first break. When I come back, we're going to help you deal with the healthcare and Medicare maze with Mr. Edwin McKnight of McKnight Insurance Group. If you have health insurance or Medicare questions today, give us a call, 893-1450. We'll be right back. This is the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and fee-only financial life coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwquals.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in shopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio. When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart. Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugaree's on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, the Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMZ's Gift Shop for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. They will beat any written estimate from any legitimate competitor and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680 or find them online by going to jasonrecommends at financialdoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. Give us a call, 893-1450, or go to the website financialdoctors.net and click email the show. Quickly, if you like to save money on restaurant deals here in Murfreesboro, I got two 50% off deals, one to Fox's Pizza Den, one to Blue Restaurant. I mean, if you spend $12, you'll get $25 at Blue Restaurant and Bar located on Broad Street. If you spend $10, you'll get $20 at Fox's Pizza Den by going to couponjohn.com, couponjohn.com, and just enter promo code B-O-R-O. Again, couponjohn.com for 50% off restaurant deals in Murfreesboro. More are coming soon, but right now we have Fox's Pizza Den, 10 for 20, and Blue Restaurant and Bar, $12.50 for 25, or 25 for $12.50, rather. couponjohn.com, couponjohn.com. Okay, welcome back. Mr. Edwin McKnight's here with us today, but also Grant of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group is here with us today. And he's going to share with us some deal of the week. But Middle Tennessee Insurance Group is an independent local insurance agency right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Give them a call, 898-0053, or go to mid10insgroup.com. Grant, what's the deal of the week, or what's the updates in the home and auto insurance world?
Glad to be back. Soccer has kind of kept us away a little bit, so glad to be back. Glad to be here to participate in the show today. We have a really good story here. It was a referral. The lady was referred by a current existing client that had saved money and who refers quite a bit of business to us. And through the whole process, Jason, she would not share with me how much I was saving her. I could tell it was a lot, but you know, she would never share with me. So even up to the day that we did business, she said, once everything's done and I get the policies, then I'll let you know. So she was a tough customer. But we're looking at about a $300,000 house here in Murfreesboro, a couple autos, kind of the a lot of people, a lot of you out there fall in the same category. And the email that she sent me at the very end, after we increased her homeowners coverage by $43,000, increased her auto coverages from 100 to 300, which is kind of what the a lot of the cookie cutter advice out there is. We sat down and looked. They needed a way. They are actually getting an umbrella policy too, in the process of getting an umbrella policy. They've got rental property in addition to this. So we increased their auto coverages to $250,000, $500,000 to get them ready for the umbrella policy. Really sat down again. We love to save people money, but again, if without the right coverage, saving money really isn't what it's all about. about. It's about making sure, number one, you have the right coverage, and then if we can save money in addition to that, that's just a bonus. So after all the dust had settled, we saved this family $1,535 a year. And I don't know about your household, but that is a vacation in my household, a nice vacation. So we love doing this. This is what we're all about, and this happens all the time. Maybe not to this degree, but anywhere between $500 and $1,500 is really not that uncommon.
Awesome. Don't get complacent, listeners. Let Middle Tennessee Insurance Group shop your home and auto 898-0053 or mid10insgroup.com, and you're still doing the Habitat for Humanity giveaway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our partnership with Habitat is growing every day. We're actually sponsoring all their, they've got a lot going on this summer. If you're looking for something worthwhile to do, Habitat is right now in need of some volunteers. They've got several projects actually finishing up, several that are starting. And we're big time participants in that. We're actually going to start volunteering some of our time. We've been, you know, of course, we've had the $10. If anybody calls in that's listened to the show, please mention that you heard us on WGNS so that we can donate that $10 on your behalf. Anybody that calls in to get a quote, you don't have to buy anything. There's no purchase necessary. Just for calling and letting us quote your auto and home, we'll be glad to donate the $10. In addition to that, every home that they're doing, and even the ones that they refer to as, we're donating fire extinguishers to have in the house, which for all of you out there that have not done that, is no better time. You're looking at a Home Depot $10 purchase. It's well worth it. If you ever have a grease fire or something like that, it can save you a lot of headache. Believe me, with all the hailstorms and just it claims that we have to deal with, the people wish they never had to deal with it. It's not, you know, unfortunately, it's not the most pleasant experience people ever have to go through. So a $10 fire extinguisher can save you a lot of headache, a lot of.
Well, people, you wouldn't overpay for a lot of other things, so don't overpay for home and auto insurance. Give Grant at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group a call, 898-0053. Get that $10 donation for letting them to the Habitat for Humanity for letting them quote your home and auto, but also get you the right coverage in force. You can also go to mid10insgroup.com. I'm sure if they emailed you and said, hey, I want to quote,
absolutely,
heard you on the radio, it worked just as well.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get to the topic where you have about 10, 15 minutes. You're here with us today. So we're going to move to dealing with the healthcare and Medicare maze. We have Mr. Edwin McKnight of McKnight Insurance Group, an extremely qualified professional when it comes to our topic today. He's devoted a large, significant part of his practice to medical and Medicaid insurance planning and employee benefits as well. And again, his address for his office, 1850 Memorial Boulevard. You can reach him 895-8574 or McKnightBenefits.com. Mr. McKnight, let's start out by discussing the current state of healthcare and Medicare in the system. You know, we hear it on the news, we're reading about it in the papers. Kind of where is it at right now with what's going on?
Jason, if you ever played 52 card pickup, that's that may be a little bizarre, a little bit on the edge, but it's there's a lot going on. There are a lot of different factors that are affecting the cost of health insurance, the delivering of health care to people. But right now, all eyes are on the Supreme Court and from the administration, people in our industry. The healthcare reform law is going to affect everyone. We're hoping from my industry, we're hoping that the good things will be kept, but the things that are more weighty, that are dragging us down, or we're afraid that are going to be dragging us down, will be overturned. The primary element of the healthcare reform law that is under review is the individual mandate. There are several states that have joined into a lawsuit to get that overturned. And then the question becomes, if the individual mandate is overturned, does everything fall apart?
Well, that was my next question. Is it even possible to keep the pieces that are good and get rid of the pieces that are bad? Which that's very subjective to anyone's terms in the first place.
Well, it is. The individual mandate, if that is the cornerstone and they pull that out, it's just like pulling something that's just embedded in the foundation of your house. It's going to weaken the whole law. From a political side, and I do not follow the rules closely by which Congress passes law, but it's my understanding that they attempt to pass legislation that is neutral. That is, it doesn't cost any more as far as if they pass the health care reform law, they've got to balance that with increased revenues to pay for it. Well, if the individual mandate comes out, then I'm sure there's some element of that's going to have to be readdressed.
It would become more expensive without it?
You see my notes here. We were in a meeting with the Secretary of, or the Commissioner of Commerce and Insurance for the state of Tennessee, and the NAIC, National Association of Insurance Commissioners, is estimated that the individual cost of insurance will go up as high as 60%, and that's over and above the normal increases that we're all been having to pay.
So maybe 100%.
Well, it well could be. And then the on the small group side, a large group may not be as affected by this, but on the small group side, we're looking to 25% to 50%. And this is in addition to the normal trend and demographic changes and claims experience that's applied to a renewal.
So a lot of wait and see, and we'll just last, I want to touch on this topic of the current situation with the Supreme Court. I had heard, I don't know if this is true, I'm not that well versed in the political law overturning process, but I had heard very tough to overturn a law once one is passed. But what they would essentially do if this does not get overturned, if there, you know, whoever the parties in control at that point would just choose not to pay for it, it would still be a law on the books. They just wouldn't give the money to the
I haven't heard that, but that certainly
they would vote it down. They would vote not to fund it.
I want to come back and circle around just to give the listeners some idea of the complexity. I don't have this number, but right after the law was passed, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, it was estimated that she would have to make 2 to 3 fundamental decisions every day from March 23rd, 2010 until January 1st, 2014 to enact all the elements of this law. It is so overreaching. It's, of course, you know, I'm prejudiced. I hope everybody understands that. It's just...
full disclosure, you have a bias.
That's exactly right. I'll let you know up front how I feel.
Well, everybody, I guess, would have a bias in this deal because it's going to affect all of us one way or the other.
It is.
It's going to be good for some, maybe really bad for others. Nobody would really tell that until it happens, but the prediction is it's not going to be very good for the most people.
Well, anything that people on the financial side, the economy, that sort of thing, people keep are frustrated with the lack of recovery in the economy. This is an element because as a business owner, I don't know what I'm going to be paying. Why would I add on another employee that's going to cost an additional $10,000 a year in excess of their salary or their hourly pay? And so it's had a chilling effect on the economy. And I've been telling people over the past couple of years that the deployment of this law, it's kind of like you've got a wagon and you're pulling the wagon and the wheels are starting to wobble. The CLASS Act, for example, was the long-term care piece. And they just said, we can't do this. And I didn't know you could do that. I thought, you know, if it's part of the law, you're supposed to implement the law. But it's my understanding that the CLASS Act has just been cast off because it was financially could not. And the thing about it is they were going to collect premiums for 5 years before there were any benefits. So it's just... You know,
I can
we
see
are
us doing
definitely
that in our business. You're going to pay your premiums, but not have any benefits for 5 years.
No one would ever come to see Grant if he said, "Okay,
you've or got health insurance,
or health insurance." If you've got to pay 60 months of premiums, and then you'll have benefits. So
exactly,
it's ridiculous. But again, I'm prejudiced, so just want everybody to know that.
Well, we're talking health care and Medicare with Edwin McKnight of McKnight Insurance Group, along with Grant from Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. Let's move. If you want to talk with us live on the air, 893-1450. You know, a lot of people in recent years have lost coverage. There's probably a few, many more that are about to lose health insurance coverage. What are their options if they just, you know, they're without coverage right now or they're about to lose their health insurance?
Well, if you're on a group plan, you do have continuation benefits. If you're working for an employer with 19 or fewer employees in the state of Tennessee, then you've got a benefit called state continuation. And the short of it is you can continue that for 90 days at your expense. You have to pay for it. Up until a couple of years ago, you had to pay for the entire 90 days up front. They've since backed off of that, which is nice. If you're pregnant and you find yourself in this situation, you can carry that insurance to the end of the pregnancy, and I believe it's 90 days past that. If you are working for an employer that has 20 or more full-time equivalents, then you're under COBRA, and once you separate from service, you have 60 days to elect COBRA, and anyone in your family can elect COBRA, independent of all the others. So let's say your wife is on your plan, but now that you've lost your employment, you lost your coverage, she can then go to her employer and enroll. That's considered a timely an event that allows you to enroll off anniversary, that sort of thing, as long as you do it in a timely fashion.
So there's two types of way to continue insurance if you lost it through your job. Mm-hmm. State of Tennessee for under 19 employees, over 19 employees or 20 plus employees is COBRA, which we won't get into what the acronym stands for, but it's a way for you to continue your health insurance cost at your expense for up to 18 months. Is that right?
Correct. And 36 months due to death and I believe divorce, yes.
But going backtracking a little bit, the state continuation plan, if you've lost coverage, only lasts for
90 days. That's right.
I've actually got a question for Edwin. I've been self-employed for years. I'm currently on a group plan now, but for years and years I was not. And it seemed like every couple of years my insurance would go up. Yep. And my advice to people that are self-employed after my own experience, and I wanted to kind of get your take on it, is to shop your insurance with someone like Edwin who knows what they're doing and that can sit there and make sure you're not selling yourself short. Yeah. But, I mean, it seems like they kind of get you on the plan, and then the premiums tend to not edge up. They shoot up pretty quickly within your first two couple renewals. And then you're going, wow, a couple, like, you know, 15 months ago I was paying $200, now I'm paying $400, or I was paying $400, now I'm paying $600. So what do you recommend for self-employed people?
Well, first of all, be mindful of your health, because if you go through the individual underwriting process through normal channels, you can, if you've got pre-existing conditions, they can be ridered, excluded. You can pay more, which is the less onerous of those. At least you get the coverage, you just pay more for it. So you never want to cancel insurance. That's something we always tell people before they have another policy in hand that they like. But if your health does not allow you to do that, you need to call your agent, call the insurance company, ask them if you can move to a high deductible health plan. I'm convinced that in the next 5 years, the majority of Americans will have that type of benefit design, which is basically of the three components of health care, major components. You've got a doctor office visit, what happens at the doctor's office, what happens at the drugstore when you go and get your prescription filled, and what happens at the hospital, whether it's outpatient or inpatient, all of that flows into a bucket. Mm. When that bucket is full, then the insurance starts paying. Mm. And can I kind of segue into the health savings account with that?
Well, sure. Let me cover one more thing before we move on.
Yeah.
The people that may not have, maybe they've exhausted COBRA or they've talk about short-term need or you know, kind of that process.
All right, a couple of things, and you know, it's about 1 o'clock. We could spend the next 3 hours talking about this. When someone's coming off of a group plan, they don't have to exercise COBRA. If they can go through normal channels, chances are they can get a better deal, but you better get that done before you lose your 60 days of enrollment with your COBRA or the state continuation. Let's say that you're at the end of COBRA. We have in place a federal law called HIPAA, Health Insurance Portability Accountability Act. At the end of COBRA and at the end of state continuation, you've got 30 days to apply for a HIPAA plan. It's guaranteed issue. Just to toss out a general rate, because I know we're kind of talking about those folks who are segueing out of, you know, maybe in their mid-50s, they've retired, but they're not on Medicare yet. Someone in that demographic would pay $400 to $500 a month for a limited, when I say limited, no doctor copays, that sort of thing, catastrophic policy. You could, if you wanted a rich plan, you could spend $2,000 a month. It's just beyond comprehension, because there are people listening to this that don't make that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, again, Grant was alluding to a good point we've made on the show before. This is a very complex area of your financial plan. You need to get with someone that specializes in this type of planning, and that's McKnight Insurance Group, Edwin McKnight. So if you want to chime in today, 893-1450. We're talking health care and Medicare. But now let's move on to the health high deductible health plans and the health savings account. They've become, you know, buzzwords in the industry recently since they kind of came out and changed the medical savings account years ago. So what are they? What is it? You know, what are the pros? What are the cons? And at a 30,000 foot level, how can we benefit the listeners? Grant's checking out because he didn't like us anymore.
That's right. He's leaving
us. He's
got
to go to the soccer field, and we're glad he was with us today. And if you need to reach him, 898-0053 or go to mid10insgroup.com.
Yeah. Okay, health savings accounts. I'm glad you said 30,000 foot level because there's a lot of details. Basically, in order to be able to go to your local financial institution of choice and open up a health savings account, you've got to have a high deductible health plan that qualifies you to do that. In general, one of my favorites is a $2,500 individual deductible and then 100%. Now, those are starting to become a little pricey, but I love that plan design. Remember when I said you've got three components of a health provider experience, if you will? What happens at the doctor's office? What happens at the drugstore? What happens at the hospital? All of that goes into a bucket, and in this case, it's a $2,500 bucket. When that bucket is full, then the insurance pays. Generally, it's 100%, but there are some derivatives on coinsurance. One of the beautiful things that you can do is you can go, again, to your financial institution of choice, open up a health savings account, and then you can fund that. And the limits for that, a single limit for 2012 is $3,100. A family contribution is $6,250. And then if you're 55 or older, you can throw in another $1,000 on top of that. You can deduct that from your taxes, and you can turn right around and pull that money out for eligible medical expenses. You can do it for vision. You can do it for dental. You can buy long-term care insurance out of a health savings account. You can pay COBRA premiums out of a health savings account. So it's a very powerful tool, and it's something that we're doing, and we've been doing this in our company now for about 6 years, and it's still not the major, you know, the major most common plan out there, but it's gaining every day.
It is powerful, and you know, in the right situation, I think it's a great thing because, you know, if you're younger or fairly healthy, you just don't really meet that deductible every single year. And every year, if you have a $2,500 deductible plan, you probably aren't exhausting that. So if you're putting away, in this case, you know, $5,000-$6,000 for a married couple, that's going to turn into a pretty good chunk of change in 3, 4, 5, 6 years.
Absolutely. The original legislation called these medical savings accounts, and the first one I set up was in 1997, and by the mid to late 2000s, this couple had amassed over $30,000 in a health savings account. Now, if you wanted to pull that money out for something other than an eligible expense, there's a penalty against those monies. However, at age 65, you can pull that. You'd be taxed on it as ordinary income, like an IRA. But if you have eligible medical, dental, vision expenses, that money can come out tax exempt.
So 65 is the cutoff for the HSA.
That's the time they allow you to get into that money without penalty for other expenses.
It's the penalty free after age 65.
Correct.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that. Well, I never know if I even thought about when it would be penalty free.
Yeah.
Well, you said it earlier that most companies are going to be moving towards this because they have to reduce their costs somehow.
Right.
And sharing the health care costs with employees and the employer is just the wave of the future, unless something drastic happens in the country and we figure out a way to control these costs. But the days of the employer, most employers providing 100% medical insurance is probably, for the most part, over with.
It is what we're seeing now. Basically, the lingo that we use are traditional PPO plans and high deductible health plans. A traditional PPO plan, going back to my three aspects of a health plan, what happens at the doctor's office, what happens at the drugstore, what happens at the hospital. Under a traditional PPO plan, the doctor office and the drugstore, or the prescription drugs, all have copays. And those are still the most popular plans, because obviously we'd rather pay $10 or $15 for our drugs as opposed to paying all of it, reimbursing ourselves out of the HSA account, and then just having that add up to a deductible.
Well, good stuff. Well, we've covered kind of the current situation with the legislation of health care at this point. In the first segment, we've talked about COBRA and state continuation and high deductible and HSAs. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Mr. Edwin McKnight of McKnight Insurance Group, and we'll help you deal with the health care and Medicare maze. If you have health insurance or Medicare questions, give us a call, 893-1450. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Luchtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in shopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio. When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart. Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugaree's on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, the Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMC's Gift Shop for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. There will be any written estimate from any legitimate competitor and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680 or find them online by going to JasonRecommends at FinancialDoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Well, Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. 893-1450, or go to the website financialdoctors.net and click email the show. We're talking healthcare and Medicare today with special guest Edwin McKnight of McKnight Insurance Group, 895-8574, or McKnightBenefits.com. And let's move on forward and talk about uninsurability. There's plenty of people out there with health problems, and they may not be able to get insurance. What's some advice we can help to those people?
Okay. Well, we mentioned HIPAA earlier, the law that allows you to come off of a group-sponsored plan, satisfy COBRA, state continuation, and then convert to a HIPAA-eligible policy. If you have individual insurance, there's nothing like that available to you. So if you find yourself uninsured and uninsurable, I've got a few references here for you. Of course, there's TennCare. We all have heard about that in Tennessee. It's been around for over maybe 25 years. Cover Kids Tennessee. You can, these two references, you can go to covertn.gov. That's covertn.gov. There's Cover Kids, Cover RX. And then there's also a button there that will take you to pcip.gov. And that is an outshoot of the healthcare reform law that allows people who do not have insurance and they are uninsurable, they've got to be had to have been turned down by an insurance company, but you can get coverage there.
Good deal. The next thing I want to talk about is the biggest risk my clients face, and that is, for the people, if we're projecting retirement out in 5-10 years from now, we're saying we're going to retire at age 60, for an example. That's a 5-year gap between when they would qualify for Medicare. And that's the one of the biggest risks they're facing is, what is that going to cost? And what do we do to bridge that gap between when you leave your employer or you retire from what you're doing now and you don't have insurance any longer, but you don't yet qualify for Medicare, but you still got to have health insurance? And what simply can we say, here's your plan of action, here's what we need to be thinking about, and what's a good way to estimate costs?
Okay, well, first of all, the best value is going through normal underwriting channels where you complete a medical questionnaire, you provide medical history, send it to the company, they evaluate it, it's not pass or fail. It can fail, it can pass, but then there's all of these levels in between. Here's the insurance, we're charging more. Here's the insurance, but we're not going to cover your right knee because it doesn't have cartilage in it anymore, things of that nature. You just have to, that's kind of where we are. When I am talking to people who are kind of in this eddy, if you will, of healthcare between working and having benefits, now not working, a lot of times those people are maybe starting another job. They may be starting a business. If you've got a business in Tennessee and you've got you and an employee, you can have a group plan. Group insurance in Tennessee is guaranteed issue. Now, it may cost a house payment. It may cost 3 house payments, depending on who's involved and that sort of thing. But I have been able to take people to and put them into a group plan. Now, there's all sorts of hoops that you have to jump through to do that. If they are completely and totally uninsurable, we mentioned the PSIP program there, .gov. And then a lot of times when people are sitting there going, okay, I've still got a lot of great time left, I've got my health, what do I do? I've told them, well, find what's your passion? This is getting into the coaching now mm-hmm. side of it. What's your passion? Look out into the community and see what matches up with that passion.
Maybe
and
a second career.
A second career, and go and work there and work enough hours to get the benefits.
Awesome. And for those people that they're just set on retiring at age 60, and we're trying to project what individual premiums would cost, and I'd hate to say rule of thumb here on the show because I hate that type of deal, but we got to make some type of projection. We make them all the time with investment returns and inflation rates.
Right.
I want to be conservative here, but if we're looking at what individual health insurance costs today for a 50-year-old, what would be a good way to estimate it, what it would cost 10 years from now?
About 8% and compounded.
Okay.
So the rule of 72, so it'd be if they're paying $400 a month now, they'd be paying about $800
So double, triple what normal inflation is, and that's probably best case scenario.
Yeah, trend on our small groups that we're seeing is 10%. Individuals, the individual book, we attended a major insurers, an insurer in Tennessee, their spring meeting last week, and they said that they were making money off of their individual book. And so when a company's making money, then all they're really going to give you is trend. There are other things, there are other factors, but generally trend is the biggest cost. And like I said, that's running about 10%. But you do plan changes. You go on there and, you know, that 2,500 100% plan, maybe it becomes a 3,000 80% plan or a 5,000 100% plan. So between medical insurance inflation and making plan changes, you should be able to hold that to about 8%.
And that's why we say
not guaranteed
on the Financial Doctors Radio Show is you need someone with, you know, expertise in this area. It's complex. There's no, it's not a commodity. You can build these health insurance policies basically unlimited ways you can structure them. So get with Edwin McKnight at McKnight Insurance Group. You can go to McKnightBenefits.com. We're talking health care and Medicare today on the Financial Doctors Radio Show. To talk with us live on the air, call 893-1450. We're doing pretty good on time, so before we get into Medicare,
sure,
let's take our last break, and then we'll close out the show and talk nothing but Medicare and maybe a little bit about small business ownership and employee benefits.
Sure.
You're listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in shopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Hi, this is Dusty Brown, owner and artist for Dusty Brown Style, a line of distinct accessories and apparel with style and quality, all handcrafted in my Murfreesboro studio. When it comes to my line, each bead is hand-picked for the perfect visual appeal. You'll find beaded necklaces, bracelets, and sterling silver earrings that can't be mistaken for mass-produced big-box items, hitting all of the right notes and created for you by me, Dusty Brown. My color combos and materials set a Dusty Brown piece apart. Antique keys, watches, and lockets adorn sterling silver, copper, and brass chains. Gemstones, wood, and glass beads give my clients quality over quantity. My leather clutches and cuffs are hand-cut from the hide and dyed for the perfect look. If you like what you've heard, take a look at Sugaree's on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore, Lime Tiger Studio located on Maple, the Chamber Gift Shop, or MTMC's Gift Shop for Dusty Brown Style. Visit www.dustybrown.net or call 615-439-7836.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. There will be any written estimate from any legitimate competitor and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680 or find them online by going to Jason Recommends at financialdoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
To the Financial Doctors Radio Show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. I'm your host, Jason Qualls. We're talking Medicare and health care. Ask a question today. Give us a call, 893-1450. And we're going to close out the show and talk nothing more than Medicare, because it's something, it's probably my weakest area of knowledge in financial planning, just because it's I feel that it's changed so much in the last years. Now, you know, there's like 12 different parts. There's an A and there's a B and there's a C and who knows where it's going. So that's why you're here, to help us kind of navigate that stuff.
All right. Well, let me give you just a little bit of transition information, and we'll try to talk, get some detail in. When you, the first, you are eligible for Medicare on the first day of your 65th birth month, unless you were born on the first day of that month. Then you're eligible.
Who wrote that?
Like I said, you mentioned Mays earlier. So if your date of birth is the first of your 65th birth month, then your effective date for Medicare is the month prior. It's pretty wild. About 90 to 60 days out, you should get your red, white, and blue Medicare card. And it more than likely will have Part A and Part B on it, with the effective dates. If you ever see someone's Medicare card and it's got a different effective date for Part B than A, the reason for that is that they were on an employer plan, and at 20 lives or more, Medicare is secondary. An employer's plan is primary. At 19, this is with employees, with 19 employees or less, then Medicare is primary, although what we're seeing is there's a significant player in the insurance market in Tennessee who just assumes that they're primary, period. Well, you don't need Part B for that. You just take Part A. There's no charge. However, there's a gotcha here. When you separate from service and you come off of that group plan, you have, and it's pretty liberal, you've got a period of time to get Part B. But you need to have that in place the first of the, and it's always the first of the month, right before or right after you come off of the group plan. So you could have a say a January 1, 2010 effective date for Part B. You worked for another 2 years and then you retired on January 1st of 2012. So that was Part A. Part B then would have a 1-1-2012 effective date.
Okay. And then Part C.
Part C is Medicare Advantage. That's a whole different element. It was started in 1997. When someone comes in my office and I'm talking to them about Medicare, I tell them that there are two options. I'm going to talk fast because, tell me if I need to slow down, but I'm going to go fast. Two options. The first option, Medicare is primary. And so when you go see the doctor, you'll show your Medicare card. The definition of a provider under option one is any willing provider. If they accept Medicare, you're in. Then you'd get a Medigap policy. And that's in 1994, they standardized all those. And that's important, Jason. People say, well, I'll shop around. Well, Plan F is Plan F no matter where you go. If you go to supermarket A and buy a gallon of your favorite brand of milk, and then you go to supermarket B and you buy another gallon of your favorite, you've bought the same product, the same benefits, etc. The only difference is where you bought it and who you bought it from. Okay. So when you're talking about XYZ Insurance Company Plan F, the benefits under Plan F are the same as XYZ Insurance Company.
Okay.
So it's the cost that you're paying.
And what is some of the supplement planning tips we can give in the last 5 minutes of the show? If you're on, you know, what do you need to look for as far as an expert or what, just 30,000 foot advice, because that's an area I feel like people, they get on Medicare and they're like, okay, now what?
Well, again, there's more gotchas than we've got time to talk about, unfortunately. Let me finish that line, and hopefully I'll cover that.
Okay.
I call them the alphabet plans. It's A to N, as in Nancy. They're that many, and not every carrier offers every plan, but the richest plan is Plan F. It covers the most. It fills in all the deductibles, all the coinsurances, and it covers excess. And excess is where you go to a doctor, you have a procedure, it's $10,000. Medicare says, okay, we approve 80% of that. Mm-hmm. The difference between the 10 and the 8,000 is excess. You want a plan that will cover excess. And Plan F and Plan G do that. And the only difference between Plan F and Plan G is $140 Part B deductible on Plan G. You've got to pay that out of your own pocket.
And is there a standardized cost to these plans? Is it vary based
no,
on
it's age? It's all over the board. A male aging into Medicare at age 65, Plan F is going to be around $120, could be less, a little more. Ladies are a little bit less. They take better care of themselves than us guys, so they get a break on the price. And then you got Part D, which is the drug card. And we'd need another 30 minutes to explain that, so I won't get into that. But that's under option one. Option two is where the insurance company is primary. When I enroll someone in an option two, a Medicare Advantage plan, Medicare flips on a switch, so to speak, and they start sending a check, usually $900, $1,000, $1,100 a month, to the insurance company, and then you would show your insurance company's card if you got a Medicare Advantage plan, and it's got both medical and the drug card in it. So those are that's the 30,000 foot view of option one and option two under Medicare.
We're going to post a lot of this information on the financialdoctors.net website to be available on Monday. Be a little bit about Medicare, and of course how to contact Mr. Edwin McKnight of McKnight Benefits and McKnight Insurance Group. And we'll all the other areas we've covered at this 30,000 foot level, I'll try to go into a little bit more detail on the website.
Yeah.
But of course, if you have a need for any health insurance question or Medicare or employee benefits, you need to give Edwin a call, 895-8574, or go to the website, McKnightBenefits.com. And you're on Facebook as well.
Yeah, got a Facebook page.
McKnight Benefits. So if you're a Facebook person, you can check them out there. But we have covered a lot of information. That's why we're going to try to make a lot of it available on the website come Monday. So we're glad you've tuned in today. Lastly, before we check out of here, let me remind you, if you're looking for 50% off restaurant deals, go to couponjohn.com. $25 at Blue Restaurant and Bar for $12.50. $20 for 10 at Fox's Pizza Den. couponjohn.com. Put in promo code BORO. So we're glad you tuned in today. We're thankful for Mr. McKnight for being here.
Thank you.
We're glad that Zach is always here, and he always helps us tremendously with everything. But remember, financial planning does not always involve financial products. You need a second opinion from someone who does not have a dog in your fight. Give me a call. Jason W. Qualls, fee-only financial planner and financial life coach, 878-2134. Go to jasonwqualls.com. Till next week. At 12:30 Saturday, right here on WGNS.